Hello, everybody. Before we start the show, I just want to let you know that we are trying to win the best local podcast category in the New City poll for this year. There's a link that you can click on that will bring you to the survey. It's on our website on youmethemeverybody.com. It's right above the Twitter box on the right side of the page. You can't miss it. It's very, very simple. Here's a good thing about the poll. You don't have to answer every question. Just put in number four, best local podcast, put in you, me, them, everybody. That's it. You can leave the rest blank. They do want an email at the end. That's just to verify that you are not a robot. Hopefully you can do this. If you can't, I totally get it. It's annoying. But if you can, if you're at work, please, 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 it'd be awfully kind to you. Without further ado, here's the show. Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm sitting in a very, very boring Washington, D.C. apartment talking to
Esmeralda Leon in a kind of dark apartment.
Is it overcast today? Is it overcast
today? It is, but it's still kind of sunny.
That's nice.
But I think that's because the walls are white.
Merle just got up.
It makes it feel like it's brighter.
Merle just got up a few minutes, hours ago. When did you get up?
Half hour ago.
You had a long night.
I did.
The hungry brain.
Yep.
And it was a success, apparently. The Pizza Film Fest went over.
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
Pizza Film Fest got the pizza out to the people.
How many films were screened?
What was that?
How many films were screened?
Wait, what?
How many films did they show?
Oh, films. Oh, Jesus.
It's a Pizza Film Fest.
At least 15.
Really? That many?
Yeah, but they were all like 3 minutes.
Still, that's pretty
They're
great.
All very short.
That's amazing. What was the theme besides pizza? Was there an overarching theme for the films? Was it like,
well,
fuck the delivery guy?
There
was different categories. Jesus.
Yeah. Romance. I think there was a horror, but it really wasn't like scary horror.
Yeah, it was like, we don't have money.
Halloween horror. I know there's political thrillers.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that one
and
good?
And funny enough, there was a few people who had... the movies were from the 48-hour film fests.
Really? Fuckers.
One was a Brooklyn one.
Oh, really?
The New York one, and then the other one, I believe. They didn't say, but I'm assuming it was here.
Okay. Did you, any comics that we knew made films?
Yeah. Kevin Lee, CJ, Michael Sanchez.
How was Michael Sanchez's?
It was good.
Good.
He did a couple.
That's what I like to hear. He did a couple?
Yeah.
Really?
He did a really, really short one with Emily Lake.
Was that the one with the tamale guy?
No.
Okay.
And then there was another one that he had done with CJ and Kevin Lee.
That's pretty great.
With someone else.
I am a Sanchez fan.
Yeah, he likes them movies.
I like them. I like movie makers. I need to find a Washington, D.C. Michael Sanchez. That's what I need to do. Find something.
Are you just trying to find the Chicago equivalents of all of us?
There's Bizarro World everything. I have yet to find anyone. But yeah.
Have you found Bizarro Kevin?
Fuck no. No, I haven't.
Bizarro Kevin Lee.
I haven't found Bizarro Kevin. Bizarro Kevin Lee's currently high somewhere.
Yeah, he still hasn't come out. He's not hungry enough yet.
Good? I don't know. I don't know. So tonight's your night off. It's your first night off in a while.
Well, just from 2 days.
That's a long time. All right. What are you going
to
do?
I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't know either,
man. It's a long time. 2 days?
Long
really?
Time. I haven't. It's weird because I haven't gone out in a while in like 3 nights, and it's totally weird to me. I'm not used to like normal people schedules.
You know, staying home.
I don't like this at all. This is fucking awful.
You're like the business exec who turned into a homemaker and doesn't know what to do with herself.
Yep, that's me. I'm Diane Keaton in a movie from 1985. Real shitty. Oh my God, there's a kid at my doorstep.
Why? Oh.
That's the Diane Keaton movie.
You tricked me.
You said Diane Keaton. No, I said Diane Keaton. Whatever.
No, you said Diane Keaton, but I actually thought there was a kid at your door.
Nope.
Why is there children at your door?
I don't know. It's a big building. I mean, there's a child near us. I think there's a child on the fourth floor. I'm on the third floor, everybody. Good old number three.
There's kids on the third floor here as well.
Ooh.
I can hear them.
Are you on the second?
Yes.
You're right above the bar.
Yes, I am.
Why don't we do shows there?
because it's very tiny and crowded.
Yeah, so every single show will seem like a huge success.
Like, it's insanely tiny.
No, let's do shows. We're moving the fucking show there.
Okay.
It'll be a lot better.
Should we tell them?
No.
Just do it.
Don't care. Just got a show. Really? You care? Why would you care? We're going to bring people in. And if they don't listen, they're going to talk over us anyways. We're going to do the show. That's why I've been pitching stuff in D.C. It's going well. I've gotten every venue I've asked for.
Last night, C.J. Toledano was the host, the master of ceremonies.
Real jealous.
He was wearing a suit.
I know.
And Dan and a few other people were like, oh, you almost look like Brandon.
Okay.
Because he had a suit on and glasses.
Yep. And
but then I said,
Filipino.
Well, CJ's suit fits. So
there it is.
And
you really got me from 12 hours ago when I wasn't there. Yeah. Fucking zinged me to hell.
Yep. People kept thinking you were there.
Seriously? Good.
There was the CJ thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think Dan said that he almost thought that was you.
Jeez.
Someone else, I believe this was Cameron Gillette.
Okay.
He was just wearing a t-shirt. And I forget who told me, but they're like, I ran into him and I thought it was you. Or I thought it was Brandon.
That's weird.
It's like, oh, okay.
All right.
So people keep seeing images of you. Are you haunting the Hungry Man?
I can't wait till I'm dead.
So you can haunt the Hungry Man?
No. Okay, I don't believe in that shit. But it'd be great if people kept thinking they saw me. We got to record like a ton of these. You know, so today's the 17th of November, right?
Yes.
We need to record like 365 of these within the next month and then just set up a schedule. So if I die at any time, people will keep thinking that I'm there.
Why do you keep thinking that you're going to die so soon?
I don't know.
You have these plans like, we got to do it now.
Dude, hurry up.
I'm going to die.
Well, then also we can just vacation for a year. We could use all of our podcasting money and go on a whirlwind trip around the world.
You mean around the state?
Around the state of D.C., which is in its state. I'm going to walk the state today.
Could you do that?
I could
would
walk
it take
the district.
You forever?
No, it's really small. I probably could walk the entire perimeter within 24 hours. It's very small.
Well, I'm thinking just a few hours.
I could walk.
You walk across in a few hours?
Yeah, definitely. Like within 8 hours, probably.
That's not fun.
I mean, I'm going to walk tonight. I'm going to a graphic novel panel because very exciting. I'm going to go to that at a bookstore downtown, and I'm going to walk there. It's only like an hour away. So.
Oh, look at you.
That's what I've been doing to figure out where the hell I am.
Prepping to...
Just walking.
So you've been prepping to walk to this place?
What were you going to say before that?
I don't remember.
Prepping the show? That's what I'm doing.
No, that's what it was. Because I thought you were prepping to walk to this place.
Yep, I'm ramping myself up. I got to get in shape to go walk.
Like, what do you have to prep to walk over there? It's only an hour away.
I got to stretch for like 3 hours. It's bad. No, I'm going over there. There's a panel tonight, which actually looks really interesting. And I'm going to go. And one of the people on the panel are already booked for January. At the Looking Glass, but I want to check out the other three and see if there might be good guests as well. So, doing You, Me, Them, Everybody work. Very.
Is the graphic novels, anything notable?
I don't think so, but, I mean, we had Jeffrey Brown on the show. Is Jeffrey Brown notable unless you know that community? You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, I really don't know the community that well. I mean, I used to work at Quimby's for a very short time, so.
A week.
It was, I think, a month. I think I got like three and a half weeks in, but two of those were like 2.5 of those were training. It was something weird like that. Like it was
training.
Really short. Yeah, like you know how they train people to stand there.
Yeah.
I was a good stander.
You learned quick.
I have a hunch actually. I didn't learn quick. Oh man! Did I ever tell you why? The main reason why I quit that job is because A, it didn't pay enough to, like, you know, pay rent, and I got a raise at my other job, so I just stay there. But did I ever tell you another reason why I quit?
I think you did, but I don't remember.
I quit because they taught me how to make change.
What do you mean they taught you how to make change?
They were like, this is how you make change.
What?
They're like, okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to the bank. You're going to give them $80 and you're going to want this many 25 back, or like this many ones back, this many quarters back, this many fives back, like out of eight, like $80 and 20s.
Well, I could understand that.
Really?
I don't know why they would
understand that.
Well,
really?
No, because they want specific amounts of shit.
No. They weren't doing that. It was just like, make sure you count it all up so it equals 80. No, it wasn't we want this much. No, it was if they give you this, get this, this, and this. Does that make sense? No, it wasn't like we need $25 in quarters, so get a roll of 20s, and then just $5 in quarters, random change, and then get whatever's left. No, it was like, if they give you 20 in quarters, make sure that you get this much back. If you get 30 in quarters, you should have this much back. Like that.
Did they test you?
I don't know. Apparently, I left before the answer key came in, so.
I was thinking, you know, hey, we have a $20 bill. Get us five ones.
Mm-mm.
This and this.
Mm-mm. Nope. Not at all. Not at all.
Well, maybe because the people who have worked there have been working there since they were wee children who don't know how to make change. So now they just automatically assume everyone coming into work doesn't know how to make change.
Pretty much, yeah. That's exactly right.
And it's their duty to teach everyone in the world.
Those are the moments that I think I'm going to die soon.
When people teach you change?
Yes, because you're either a baby or super old and elderly.
A baby.
A bubble or dead. You're about to die or you just...
I like that dead is your own regular voice.
It's just dead, me, that's me, or blah, 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 and it's one or the other. You're closer to one than the other, and once you're over a certain age, you're going to die soon. And that's what I'm basing this on. I got to get the fuck out of here.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
Over a certain... Well, of course.
So I'm bringing you down early.
You're 90. Of course you're going to die soon.
Got a yoga class tonight.
Yes.
You sound thrilled.
That was my fancy voice.
What time is your yoga class?
4:30.
Ooh, the witching hour. So
is
what? I don't fucking know. What's the don't you have to believe in all that stuff for it to be that thing?
The witching hour?
Yeah. When it's like, oh, it's the witching hour, or it's
hour. I thought it meant like hijinks.
Yeah. But, I mean, in order to say something like that, don't you have to believe in it for it to be true? Like, okay, if I'm like, it's Christmas Eve, but I'm not in a country that celebrates Christmas and I'm not a Christian, is it still Christmas Eve? Like, it's not.
Oh, I see.
You don't get the day off.
A better excuse is probably Thanksgiving.
Yes, exactly. It's only Thanksgiving in America.
Yeah.
And even if you don't believe in the Thanksgiving, like you're against it, it exists because it alters your day. But if you're in Canada, if it's in Canada and it's Thanksgiving, everything's going to go on normally. It's not going to change. It's not like the hot dog stand down the street's closed. It's going to be open. The bookstore is going to be open. No one has a day off. So is it still Thanksgiving?
No.
Is it the witching hour if you don't give a fuck? Like, if you don't pay attention to that stuff, could it ever be the witching hour?
I think it's only the witching hour when you want it to be the witching hour.
That's exactly... Okay, so can if you do believe in the witching hour, can every single hour be the witching hour?
If you lead the most exciting life ever...
Yes.
And every hour is that exciting, then
also,
I guess so.
Okay, if you're a fucking bar... Never mind, I'm not going to do that. I could get in trouble for that one, so I'm going to stay away from the next... All right. Sorry about that. So, yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited for yoga.
Mm-hmm. With weak ankles.
Yeah, your weak ankle. What's wrong with your hips?
Stiff hips and weak ankles. But she said that'll get fixed.
You're like the band before they... Did you ever watch Young at Heart? With the old people singing?
No.
You're like... Oh, you don't... Do you know that film?
Yes. I vaguely...
You should watch that. Merle should watch
it.
Young at Heart. That's going to be a show note today. It's fucking amazing. It's a great, sad film. And just a bunch of people in old folks' home sing songs, and they sing...
Wait, why is it sad then?
Because guess what happens when they're old?
They die.
There it is. And it's really like heart, it's fucking touching. You're like the band right before they go to that band. Like, you're like the 55 to 65 set with stiff, weak ankles and stiff hips. That's your band.
Do you mean I'm going to die soon?
You're going to die soon.
Oh.
Hanging out with all these comics at Pizza Film Fest is bad for you.
Oh, boy.
So I'm confused really quick. People thought Cameron Gillette was me.
From behind.
From behind, okay.
In like a split second look.
Okay. I don't think I've ever talked to Cameron Gillette.
I think it was Jim.
Jim who?
Jim the guy from the paper.
Jim Jaworski from the Hungry Brain.
Yes.
And Chicago Sun-Times Tribune, I don't even know. I think it's one of the two. It's one of the bigs. One of the bigs.
But he said he ran into him and he thought... Well, I saw who he had run into. He's just like, I ran into this guy and I thought it was Brandon for a second.
Yep, that sounds right.
So, your ghost is haunting the brain.
Okay, I just got a job interview at 10 a.m.
It's 11:50 your time.
No, on Friday. I got a job interview, it. Everybody. I got a job interview.
Yay.
Not really. I found out how much it pays. So, not really, everybody. Not really. But it's a job where I'd help the world. And here's the thing. If I get a job like that, I don't think I could talk about a job like that on the show because I don't want to lose a job like that.
You can't.
Do what I want!
No.
Do you really think people are going to listen to this if that way?
Yeah, that's what you would think, but...
I mean, I'm not going to tag any show with, like, the name of the job, where the job is.
It could always come bite you back in the butt.
Everything I do comes around and bites me back in the butt. I don't give a fuck! Sorry.
God damn it.
What?
I opened a link.
What'd you open?
I opened a link to a restaurant and it had music.
Oh, thanks a lot for ruining the show.
Sorry.
Clicking link.
10% off the next meal if you go
there.
Come
on! Did that have anything to do with the show?
Hey, it could. Well, it has a name called Tiffin. So for a second I thought, oh, maybe they give you Tiffin boxes.
What's a Tiffin box?
It's those metal, have you ever seen the metal round bowl tins? They're bowls, but they're made of tin.
Maybe.
Or metal, and they stack them up, and they usually use them in India.
Oh, okay. So you know that was good. You contributed to the show. I'm very proud of
you. It's called Tiffin, so I was like, oh, maybe they give you everything in Tiffin boxes.
You know, I want to...
music on their website.
Hey, if you stole my shit like a year and a half ago, or... Actually, at this point, 2 years ago? A year ago? Maybe a year ago. A little over a year ago. I would like to buy it back because I want the certain box I had back. So contact You Me Them Everybody. It's Brandon at youmethemeverybody.com, and I will buy my little tin box I had back. And your comment reminded me of that. That's all.
I think it's funny that you think...
They're a huge listener.
Stole your stuff.
Big listener. Big devoted listener. It was just a random act of fanness, everybody. I think it was just a very devoted listener that wanted to give the show some good content.
Well, you do. I mean, you do say months. Where you are.
Now, yeah. Go rob that place, everybody. Go rob it.
Oh, that's horrible. Someone may live there now.
No, they don't. They're trying to sell the building. So.
Oh.
Good luck robbing, Hood.
There's nothing in there then.
Well, I don't know. Go in the basement. I don't fucking
steal the cabinet.
Steal the cabinetry. The real shitty cabinetry. I don't know. So are we gonna go to open mic next week? That 4 a.m. open mic?
Yeah.
Will you go up?
What?
Will you go up?
What do you mean will I go up? Why? What am I gonna say?
It's a 2:30. It starts at 2:30 a.m. and goes till 4 a.m. I'm sure you got a lot to say at that point in the night.
No, I've never been much to do, let's stand up in front of people and tell jokes or tell things. I don't know. I can't do that.
Come on.
I'm not one for that.
What if you come up with me and you could just quip on my rants?
So we're just going to do a live podcast?
We're going to do a 3-minute live podcast where I introduce you. And then
be like, welcome to You Me Them Everybody.
Welcome to You Me Them Everybody, the open mic edition, everybody. It's great to
We're
be
in
here.
A large bar in Ukrainian village.
How is Continental treating everybody? Is there still enough cocaine to go around? Oh, you've been a great crowd. Everyone here is desperate. That's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No.
I got prizes for everybody.
I'm not one.
Hey, everybody, there's Mike Leibowitz. You know what he says? All right. It's my dick. He says my dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I have to come in and be like, he says my dick.
He says my dick.
I just say it very matter-of-factly.
Hey. Calm down. Yeah, I'm getting goofy. Let's do that. Come on. We'll do the open mic next week. We'll do a...
No, that's
give
weird.
Give me them, everybody. I will promote it, too. We'll send out a press release.
Oh, God. No, that's weird.
No, come on. We'll get the press release. We'll do it from 3:13 to 3:16 in the a.m. We'll bill it as a real show. We'll have Jeremy play. We'll have I'll put a song of the Ragtones on the iPod. Jeremy Tromberg will play the music for the show. You'll be the co-host. We'll have one guest. That'll be... Who do you want the guest to be? Think of a 4 a.m. friend of ours.
Yeah, they'd have to be there already.
Yeah. No, we'll do a call-in. We'll do a Skype call-in.
Yeah. How about I not go and we'll just Skype it?
Yeah, no. You got to be
and
there.
And I'll be on.
You have to be sitting down, like, giving me an angry glare from the couch to the side of the stage. There's a couch right by the DJ booth. Hey, everybody, let's paint a picture. I'm going to draw it out and explain it to you. The Continental is a corner bar, which means... it has an entrance on both the north side of the street and the west side. The south side of the street and the west side of the street. So that's where the entrance is. Once you walk in, to your right are stools and a bar. That bar goes to the about 3/4 down. That's going south. Walk south into the bar, and there's on your right will be bar stools. There's probably about 15, maybe 10. And on your left are 3 separate booths. Keep going, and the bar ends. At the end of the bar, which is on your right now, there's a little couch section, maybe about 5 feet long. Next to the couch is a wall. Next to that wall, straight ahead, is the DJ booth. There's a little dance floor about 10 by 10 feet long, and then to your left is bathrooms. There, everybody, is the Continental. There's your picture. I'm assuming... the stage is where the dance floor is, which means that couch, you can sit on the couch. That could be your co-host couch. Is that cool with you?
I don't like this.
You don't like this? How do you not like this? You know the geography?
I don't want to do it.
Come on!
No.
You don't want to do a show at 3:13 in the morning for 3 minutes?
No.
Why?
No.
But doing a 2-hour show where people actually watch and listen to... No.
I'd rather do that.
You'd rather... Come on, you don't have fun? What if I get you like a really old ball gown or like a bridesmaid's dress to wear?
No!
I'll wear a tux.
That'd even be worse.
I'll wear a tux.
Ugh.
What if we wear crisscross clothes, like the band Crisscross?
That's uncomfortable.
What if we wear Ditka sweaters?
No, that's also uncomfortable.
What if we have... Those are very comfortable. What if we wear galoshes and raincoats?
Only if it's raining.
What if I make it rain?
I don't like it.
The older I get, the more I sound like Woody Woodpecker when I laugh. It's really bad. Are you asleep? Or are you just like searching for stuff on the internet while I talk?
I'm searching things. Don't be afraid of the silence.
No, we should be afraid of the silence. It's the enemy.
You actually shouldn't.
Makes me think about the end.
You have to let people, what is it called?
Think we're not, think the show's over?
No. Yeah, let's just be quiet and then they'll think we're done. Don't say anything. Maybe they'll go away.
I'm used to that.
What?
I don't know.
No, I mean that silence. You have to let the audience laugh and then you can move on. Because now we're taped in front of a live studio audience.
I think we earned a laugh this show, Merle.
We should put fake laughs into the in between. You should put fake laughs when there's silence.
You want to edit this?
No.
Okay. As soon as you do, you can put in all the fucking fake
laughs. I can put fake laughs in?
I might. We're going to do a quick show. Here, we'll do that. We'll do a 10-minute show where the entire time in the background is just a weird laugh track. The entire fucking show. No break.
No.
Yeah,
I was
we'll do
thinking
that.
When you would have silence.
Nope.
Oh, it could be something very serious and then you just hear laughter. No?
Yeah, that'd be weird. That actually is a good idea, but no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do... Do you like shows?
Well, then I'm not going to do your 3-minute...
All right, fine. I'll do that if you do the 3-minute Continental show.
No, you have to do mine first.
Fine.
No.
You should say you're a liar.
I don't want to do it.
Why would you not? I'm gonna. You know
no,
what?
I'm
getting a new co-host. I'm getting a new 3 a.m. co-host.
You go ahead then.
I'm gonna get a new 3 a.m. co-host.
Fine.
Throwing the gauntlet down.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The one show a year I can do at 3 a.m. Different co-host, and those are gonna be the not memorable ones because everyone's gonna be high or drunk.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm gonna get your boyfriend. I'm gonna wake your boyfriend up because I know he's in sleep by like 11. I'm gonna wake that fucker, drag him across town to the Continental. I'll just stand there for 3 minutes, throw him in a fucking cab, and say, "Get the hell out of here." I got a new co-host.
He's just rubbing his eyes. He's like, "What am I doing here?"
And if he talks,
he's now like a small child.
Shit out of him.
What's going on?
Yeah, so you can tell your boyfriend that.
He's the new host.
He's the new only at 3:13 in the morning.
The 3:13.
I gotta contact Junior. I want that specific time. I want that 3-minute block.
God.
And I want the option to run over 2 minutes, almost doubling our show. I want a 5.
Wait, so
I'm getting greedy already.
You're saying 3 minutes? Is that the norm?
At most open mics, open 3 to 5. Yeah. Well, I mean. In Chicago, I don't know about anywhere else, but in Chicago, if there's like a ton of people on the bill, it's like 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah, it's very, very short. But when you're up there, it feels very long. It does.
Well, yeah, because you're probably
bombing.
Not
you're
doing
probably
well.
Probably bombing.
I don't know. And that's why I don't want to go up there.
I'm your co-host.
Thank you.
You get to quit.
I don't care.
You get to quit.
Doesn't matter.
You get to say all the good parts. I gotta introduce the open mic. What if we did this? What if you and I ran an open mic, and you would occasionally go up and bring up the next comic?
No.
Why? What the fuck?
Because you
that.
Just say like funny things or something.
No, you don't. You could be very honest. Be like, "That was awful, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to the stage next is," and do that.
I couldn't say that. That's mean.
Brandon said that was awful. He's a piece of shit. Ladies and gentlemen.
Brandon just told me this was terrible.
See? You could do that. Just think every show. Oh, I really want to say things, but
I don't
want to insult friends. Okay. I like being mean, but it's a bad thing.
I don't like being mean if I don't have to be mean.
Yeah. I don't.
It's only ones they provoke me.
Just
like,
trust me,
like a tiger.
You'll feel provoked. Should we do an open mic next week? I'm bartending Tuesday. Should we do an open mic?
I guess. Is it enough time?
There's enough time to do. I mean, it's probably too late to book a band.
Or why would you book a band for an open mic?
No. On Tuesday. Next week, Tuesday. I can book whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to do a film series because that takes more promotion and time. Stand up. I don't want to compete with Chuck down the street, but if we did an open mic, that might be good because we could do it between the Bee Kitchen show down the street and also the late night show at Continental.
Yeah.
But that might be too much comedy in like one night for people to hit all three, so they probably won't skip ours.
That's true.
I'm serious.
Or it would blow their minds.
Yeah, probably not.
No. Okay.
Nah. I don't know. I'm just feeling like maybe we should do something that night, but
I don't know
what. So there you go, listener.
People show up and give you money.
Yeah, I know, but that's boring. I mean, I like that. Please do that. I need to pay rent. But if you have an event idea, let me know. If you want to do something there, really low key with a week's notice or not 6 days notice, let me know. That'd be fun. All right, Merle, go.
No thanks.
I was walking down the street late night, about 11 p.m. on a weekend, maybe Sunday, I don't remember. And I heard someone listening to the band Korn, and I could tell from 50 feet away, and he had headphones on.
Was it that one where they make that noise at their mouth?
That's all of them. That's how I knew it was Korn. And I was trying to think, I don't think there'd be any other band or I can tell from that far away when you can only really hear the super highs, you know? because it's through headphones, who the band is.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, I don't think any other band makes those mouth sounds.
The only thing I could think of was possibly Twista, because he's so quick.
Yeah, but... Well, no, I think I would know the difference between Korn and Twista.
No, of course you would know if it's Korn. I'm just saying, in the history of music, who can you tell from that far away in those... Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Korn,
but
unique.
Korn, yeah.
Hey, everybody. The song Faggot by Korn is on their first record, and they sold a lot of records. So there you go. Korn, everybody. The band Korn still exists.
What are they doing? Are they still even around?
They're still touring, man.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
They have a very good career. A lot of people were raped and then fucked Korn, everybody.
All right.
Hey.
Oh, I thought the K was backwards.
No, is it the N?
The R.
Oh, the R.
Can the N really be backwards?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it is, but there's really no, it's not much of a difference.
It'd have to be, Nine Inch Nails, it's backwards N, and if it was lowercase, it'd be obvious.
Oh, here we go. More noises on websites.
How is there a difference between the...
God damn it. Oh, it's there. Do you hear that?
No, I don't, actually.
That was Korn. You didn't recognize
it? No, I can't hear it for some reason.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the big news story of the day in Chicago. That's Four Loko.
Yeah, I'm confused because there used to be another one out.
Sparks?
What was it? Yeah, Sparks.
Sparks. Okay, here we go. CJ Toledano and I had a fucking awesome conversation on Monday. Possibly... the best conversation in the history of the world. That conversation was lost due to shitty technology, everybody. Anyways, the Four Loko beverage is a Chicago-based beverage. It's a malt-flavored beverage, or a malt beverage. It's got booze in it, and it's got a lot of caffeine. And taurine, is that the right word? Taurine?
Yeah, there's taurine and guarine.
And what are those things, Merle?
I think they're energy things. I mean, you find them in all energy drinks.
Okay. It's what keeps you
awake.
And
I actually think that's like the bad bits.
Okay. So, Four Loko.
It's an acid.
Four Loko. Do you want to read the Chicagoist post by Chuck Pseudo, kind of a friend of the show? I like Chuck. I don't think I've ever met him, but we've dealt with each other over the email.
He creeps me out because of that picture where he has a mouth attached to his face.
I've never seen that photo.
that doesn't sound right. Like he doesn't have a mouth.
All right.
But
well,
it's like these big teeth and it always weirds me out.
Today might be the last day you can buy Four Loko in Chicago, the 17th of November. So kids, if you're out there, go buy some Four Loko. CJ said it's great. 'Cause two cans of that will get you wired and trashed at the exact same time. They recently took out the caffeine due to the possible ban, but they're going to keep the taurine. Is that the right word again?
No. I think it's the other way around.
The other way around. I'm sorry about that. No. Fusion Projects LLC said that they're removing the caffeine from Four Loko and its other energy drinks as a way to keep the ban from happening.
I see.
Now they're saying the ban might still exist because it's candy flavored.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But can't you just say that for those like flavored vodkas?
Maybe because it's a malt beverage, it's different.
Mm. Yeah, and they would have to, I think, also not put it in that energy can.
Yeah, can. Is anyone going to see the movie Burlesque?
Oh no!
I mean, anyone that's not
no,
like, is that even going to be a big like gay cult favorite? I'm serious.
Maybe because it's Cher and it's Christina.
I get that, but it looks
or ex-Tina.
The exact same as Moulin Rouge, like in terms of set design and dance numbers.
Yeah.
Like that's already a classic. Why do you need to remake
it? Is it really?
Yeah, and certain it's a huge cult classic. Are you kidding me?
I've never seen it.
It's a great film.
I don't want to see it.
I love it.
Because they cover Beatles songs. It bothers me.
Are you thinking of the other one?
No, they cover Beatles songs.
What did they cover in Moulin Rouge?
I don't know. I just know they do. I heard it in a commercial.
You didn't see Across the Universe?
I did, and I was a little annoyed by it.
Oh, I loved it. All it did was make me want to listen to the Beatles.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you not like Evan Rachel Wood?
I don't like her.
Do you not like things that Marilyn Manson has fucked?
Gross. I don't like her. She annoys me.
I like her.
We got a lot of problems.
Why do you not like
with her? I don't know why.
Would you host an open mic if she was in the crowd?
No. Why?
To give it to stick it to her.
What would that make the difference? Why
to stick it to her.
So I could. So wait, when you do open mics, you just talk bad about people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that all it is?
It's a giant roast. Every night is a roast. Why do I do
this? So does that mean like all the comics that know you are just going to like go to town on you?
When?
At the open mic, if they see you.
Probably not. Not me. I like comics. I think I'm nice to them.
Well, no, I'm
Why am I talking to them like they're second-class citizens? I pity them.
I have a lot of friends who are comics, okay?
These musicians, though. Musician
fuck
types.
Them.
They're not as fun.
Dirty musicians.
I'm going to leave my gear in the middle of the floor and think I'm not a piece of shit. It's fucking drop D tuning. Slide a fucking finger. Here's a song.
Wow.
I'm real passionate today. I think I know why I'm acting like this.
Why? Did you drink some Four Loko?
Kind of. Better, actually. Kelsey and I bought two dressers from an antique/junk store when we first moved in, like the week I got here. And mine is fine. I cleaned mine aggressively. It took about 2 days. It's totally fine. Hers, on the other hand, is not totally fine. It's gone through about 10 different types of cleaning, like metal brushes, wood cleaner, bleach, whatever. It's not going to get clean. It's got mold or something in it. So, as a last ditch effort last night, she bought like some wood stainer cleaner type thing.
Okay.
She did it for two of the drawers to test it out. Didn't work. Fine, whatever. I just did it for my dresser. So before we did the show, I just stained three large dresser drawers. And I'm
AKA you just huffed.
Exactly. There it is.
Just huffing.
Also known as huffing.
Yeah, you weren't doing anything. You just came up with that elaborate ruse so you can have an excuse to huff.
Yeah. I don't even
have to publicly say you've been huffing.
I actually live in Washington State, everybody. I've been lying to you.
Just a bunch of lies.
Yep, like a bunch of flowers.
What? You're not even alive, are you?
Nope, I'm dead. See? We got you.
That's why you keep talking about it like that.
We got ya.
Whole death thing.
Gotcha podcasting.
You're really dead.
Yep.
Wait, what did you just say?
Poor gotcha podcasting.
It's the punk of podcasting.
That'd be the worst. How is he famous? I don't get that.
I don't. Well, he was an actor before.
No, but he wasn't funny or good. Actually, that's not true. He was actually decent in that show. It doesn't matter. He's
what
not.
Show?
That
70s show?
He wasn't that bad. No, he was.
Yeah, no.
He's
was
got
good.
A good. He understands physical comedy. He's good at falling down. I don't understand why he's got Twitter followers. I don't fucking get it at all.
Oh, that I don't know.
Nothing about him makes sense to me.
Except that he's good at comedy.
But he's not.
Or what did you call
it? He's good at physical comedy.
Physical comedy.
He's really good at falling down. And that's hard to do. I'm serious.
I want you to meet him one day and just be like, you know what? You're good at falling down.
No, I want somebody to fucking explain it. That's all I want. Punked was never funny. It was never funny. None of his movies have been good. None of his television has been good except a few parts. In
you know what's funny though?
I don't get it.
No,
why
you know
is
what's funny
famous?
On Punked mm-hmm. is when people, celebrities, show their true colors and they just
Who
seem
cares?
Like total assholes.
Yeah, they're. Why are you watching that? Why are we watching this? Why am I talking about
but
a show
like
that's
celebrities.
Off the air for like 6 years?
You what?
That show's been off the air for a very long time. Why?
They're bringing it back, you know.
I don't understand. Why people follow him on Twitter. That's what I don't get. Out of any of it, that's the thing that confuses me the most.
Okay.
I could explain every single person on Twitter why I follow them. I'm sure you can as well.
I think.
What is Ashton providing people on Twitter? I could understand following Lady Gaga or Britney Spears. They're producing content occasionally. There's concert dates, whatever. That makes sense to me. Why Ashton?
Because he's... Cool.
Why does he have that fucking camera commercial. He's not cool. Why is he cool? He's not. What makes him cool?
I don't know.
No one knows.
I'm not saying that I think he's cool. I'm just saying that people think he's cool.
It's insane. That shouldn't exist. The idea of him shouldn't exist. I'm sure he's a fine human being. I don't care about him as a person. But as a celebrity, that shouldn't exist. He creates nothing. He produces shit. Beauty and the Geek. He produces Beauty and the Geek. Who the fuck cares? That's not a good show. I'm very passionate about my programs. Follow me on Twitter. I say things about the show. I promote friends stuff. I have quips. I might be dead. That's why you should follow me on Twitter. Why the fuck would you follow Ashton? You don't know Ashton. You all know me. I'm very intimate with all of you. You know the insides and outside of my drawers. Literally, they have been stained with wood cleaner. I don't understand why anyone would follow Ashton.
Are you done?
Nope. I wanted to see if you'd break it first. Apparently you would.
Well, I wanted to see if you were
going to... laughter there?
What?
You want me to throw in laughter there?
Yeah, that's great. Right after your big speech, just studio audience laughter.
I gotta figure that out.
Oh, you know what you should have? You know, remember on Married with Children? They'd, you know, someone would walk in. Yeah, you should totally have someone where it's like, whoa.
Married with Children.
Aww.
Bud! I fucking love that show.
It was a good show.
You know what that time taught us? The years 1988 to 1995. It is totally fine. Totally fine. For 45-year-old women to blatantly say you want to fuck a 17-year-old with massive breasts. That was okay for like 7 years in film and TV. Nothing wrong with it. Those were the glory days of heaving chests and creepy shoe salesman men from the Midwest. There was
never. Speaking of heaving chests, I am reading that the Inquirer is saying that Elizabeth Moss and Christina Hendricks of Mad Men hate each other.
Why do they hate each other?
They're feuding over screen time and top billing.
Who's better, you think?
On the show.
I think that's a tough call. We're talking about Peggy and
Joan. Joan. Yeah. What I think is funny is the post I'm reading off of this from has a picture of them two together, and it's Christina Hendricks and her big old boobs just hanging out. And Elizabeth Moss with nothing in front of her. Because she's flat as shit.
Send me that photo. Send me that photo. There's
nothing there.
I'm serious. Email me that photo. That's going to be the photo for the show.
It's so sad. Poor lady.
Okay, not poor lady. She's a Scientologist. So she gives me the creeps. That's not fair.
Elizabeth Moss?
Yeah, she is. Apparently, that's why her and Fred Armisen got divorced. And now we're a gossip show, everybody.
We weren't before?
No, we were a political show. Did you hear my rant about Ashton? It was very political.
Political?
Are you kidding me?
How is that political?
It's very political.
How is the Ashton rant political at all?
You don't know what politics is. It's clear.
I don't.
No,
are you just saying we're political because you're in Washington, D.C., so yeah. Now you must be a political
I'm
show?
In Washington State, everybody. It's very rainy.
But anyway, they hate each other. What? It's still raining?
Yeah, it's actually still... It was really windy. It was raining when the show started. I don't know if it's raining anymore. I think it's just windy now. Yeah, it rained for like 24 hours straight.
Ooh. Did you have hot chocolate and marshmallows?
I snuggled with stuff. You know, I haven't had hot... I've never made myself hot chocolate while I was alone. Never ordered hot chocolate. Don't think it's right. To do.
What do you mean you don't think it's
right? You don't bake. I don't understand the idea of baking anything if you're alone either. Like, it makes sense if you're going
to
bake something.
You get to eat it all for yourself.
I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't drink alone either. I mean, that's another problem.
Yeah, I can't either.
I'd rather drink alone than bake alone, and I haven't done either, so.
Well, I've baked a few times, and then I just eat the cookies.
It makes sense, but I mean, if you're going to make it for somebody, that's awesome. Like,
no.
I could do that.
For myself.
For yourself. Can't do it. You know who would?
You just Ashton don't know Kutcher. How to, you don't know how to treat yourself right.
Don't. I'm
that's
a
what that means. You don't know how to pamper yourself.
I don't know how to pamper. I don't know how to take bubble baths.
With some Calgon to let Algon take you away.
What the fuck are we talking about? Oh, the Mad Men.
Calgon.
Calgon.
Takes you away.
Ancient shiny secret.
No, that's something else. Calgon is a soak, like you soak in it. The ancient shiny secret is like bleach or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne's World 2, everybody.
Tide or...
WW2. Answer Wayne's World 2.
I didn't notice that. That's smart.
I can't wait in like 200 years. People will think WW2 is all just a war over Wayne's World 2. The reckoning. I like in my head, the future has no records of anything. We're just volcanoes take over, and then a small civilization starts. It takes them about 500 years to unearth America as we know it. That's what they discover. It's just podcasts of Wayne's World 2.
They would...
Go ahead.
I just wonder, would they worship Wayne's World 2?
Worship Garth. They'd realize Garth
yeah,
is...
like there'd be opposing factions of religion is Garth, Wayne, and Garth.
Garth is the godhead in this scenario. Garth is the godhead. That's a nope.
What about Wayne?
Wayne is a puppet. He's a fucking puppet. Think about it.
A puppet of Garth.
Puppet of Garth. Well, he thinks he's a puppet of, fuck, what's his name? R something. He was on the West Wing in Brothers and Sisters. Not Ray Liotta. Fuck.
Wait, what?
Very handsome. He's in Wayne's World 1. He's with Tia Carrera.
Oh, either Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. He thinks he's the puppet of Rob Lowe and then the puppet of Christopher Walken. Thinks he's his own man at the end of both of those films. It's Garth. Garth is controlling everything in Wayne's World.
Wow.
One and two and three. So, Chris, Mad Men. What's going
Wait,
on?
Three?
Yeah, I'm writing Mad Men 3, Wayne's World 3. I'm going to do a crossover like they do in comic books where the Mad Men world and Wayne's
the
World.
Mad Men world. So they'd be old as shit, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're the parents of Wayne and Garth, and they're highly disappointed.
And they'd be smoking cigarettes and wearing the same Mad Men outfit.
Yeah.
And Don Draper would be going, what?
Yeah. Actually, Don is dead.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes
the
sense.
Last episode? In
Drink a lot.
In the last season or no?
Yeah.
Because I'm about to ruin it for those. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. For Mad Men.
So Don's fucking long dead. And what happened is Don's oldest child, what's her name?
Ah, crap.
I wanted to say Betty. I know it's not Betty. Whatever. The daughter. She
little
marries
Betty.
Little Betty marries Wayne. Don is. Little Betty marries Wayne.
I think she's older
Wayne
though.
Is long. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's what she's like 45 and he's like 35 when they get married. Whatever. It's a yep. Late in life marriage. Just neither of them are their first picks. That's okay. They're good people. Don's son is fucking dead from AIDS because he was a closeted gay man and dead from AIDS in the '80s. A real sad story.
This is quite. It's
here's the interesting part about Don's son. Didn't die from sex. It was a blood transfusion, and he just happened to be gay. It's even sadder.
Oh.
That's even sadder. Deal with that, liberals and wow. Reds and blues and Dems.
Are you going to pitch this to Matthew Weiner?
No, I'm doing it right now. We're doing it in the theater.
Okay,
the
so
box.
This is going to be an independent.
This is our pitch. We're just going to
We're
going to also shoot this in real time. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Don's long dead. Don died in like 83. He moved to the Midwest to get away from it all. New York was pulling him too hard. L.A. was pulling him too hard. Went to the Midwest. Moved to Aurora, Illinois. Okay? Don is dead. His new wife, that French-Canadian woman, she's okay. She's okay with Don dying. They had a good run. They had a good 20. But now she's only about 45. Okay? What does she do? Hey, Garth's there. They start banging.
I love that. Hey, Garth's there.
Hey, Garth's there. Garth is the most cultured man in Aurora, Illinois, the city of lights, and they have a baby. This baby becomes a roadie, okay? He's a roadie. What does he do as a roadie? He tries to figure out who he is, why he wants to be a roadie, why he follows rock and roll. This is actually the movie The Rocker. That's what the movie The Rocker's about. What you didn't know was all of this involves the Mad Men Wayne's World 3 universe. And that movie sucks.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Did you? I tied it all together.
But I do love the crossover.
Yeah.
Because like, we can get a lot of people to come see this.
We need to fill them seats.
We got to fill them. And you're going into two different genres, which is good. I like that.
Doing time travel.
Yeah, you got all the aspects. Romance, done. Action.
Don. AIDS scares. It's political thriller.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got it all in there.
The movie ends with the rocker violently masturbating while watching very violent pornography. And it's Roger Sterling fucking women with guns.
Whoa.
I know. That's
so now I just turned into like an 8mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, wow. Then they, and you know what happens then? Everything on the screen, you see it pan away, and you see it's Nicolas Cage in the movie 8mm.
Oh, my God.
This has already happened, ladies and gentlemen. This
oh, God, you just blew my mind.
Mind
blown.
Yeah. You pan out even more, it's Nicolas Cage getting blown.
Oh.
I know.
By who?
You pan out even more, it's just Fantasia. You're watching the movie Fantasia. You pan out even more. It's the Lifetime autobiography movie of Fantasia Barrero.
Oh, my God.
Subtitled, I Can't Read.
Done.
The
Oscar.
End. The end.
Just give it to you now.
Yep.
No point in going through that silly ceremony.
I won all the Oscars that year.
You're going to win all of them.
And the Emmys, because it's also on Lifetime. I screened it in theaters in one format. And on TV in another.
And will it be a book on tape?
Nope. I don't believe in tape.
Okay, so you don't get a grade.
We're going to just release it on DAT. We're bringing DAT.
Reel to reel.
We're bringing reel to reel back. It's happening. The future
it's not gonna be on Blu-ray.
Is now.
No Blu-ray or DVD. Just reel to reel. DAT. What else? Oh, what's the big ones? The big CDs?
Oh, Laserdiscs?
Yeah, it's gonna be on Laserdisc.
Big CDs, but we're gonna sell them as big CDs because we're gonna
gonna sell them like that, and then you're also gonna sell the companion CD player.
Oh God, yes, that's
a big
given.
CD.
Yeah, that's like it's like when you bought Teddy Ruxpin and he came with a tape player or something.
Yeah,
yep,
because he doesn't play anywhere else, and that'd
Listen,
be creepy.
That's what you mean. I've been fucking working on this shit for 2 years. This was the big reveal. This was what we're working towards. This is not a movie. This is a cultural movement. It involves about 18 different forms of media, about 500 actors, about 2,000 crew.
Oh, my God.
I'm
this
creating
is like
economies.
New... I'm trying to think of, like, an epic movie.
There is no such thing as a movie this epic. I gotta fucking start huffing, man. This shit's fun.
Huffing, kids. Try it.
It's way better than drinking. I could do this at any hour.
No one would know.
No.
They don't smell it on your breath.
You're getting a lot of woodworking done.
Yeah, that too. Or not.
No.
Or you can just huff it.
Just mold and huffing.
Do you just...
Moldy
you have
huffies.
You do the woodworking in order to not have a problem, right?
Yeah. As long as shit gets done.
As long as things are getting done, it's okay that you're a little high.
Yeah, I'm real
from
high.
The fumes.
All right, we got.
How's your cat? Is your cat sleeping on the bed again, snoring,
dead.
Licking itself?
He's directly behind me. I just woke him up by slamming my fist on the bed, but he's here. He's not saying anything.
He's not saying anything. Usually, he's much more talkative.
Oh, he's usually snoring.
Okay.
That's him talking to the demons in his head.
That's his language. Sorry.
I like to think that my cat only thinks in musicals, but he's also a Satanist. So his music is really bad.
He's like a rock opera in his head.
Yeah, he's really shitty. Starring the Dwight Schrute in The Rocker. See?
I can't believe you brought up that horrible, horrible movie.
You know what's not horrible about that? Emma Stone.
Oh, she's in it? Oh,
you know,
yeah.
What is horrible about it? The lead guy. He's a piece of shit. He's a Disney star or something like that. Like a tween star. I'm really sticking it to you, these celebs today.
They don't know where to run. They're going to totally come after you.
They're going to come after you, but then they realize I'm the godhead behind this Wayne's World Mad Men rocker Fantasia Barrera mashup. They're not going to know what to do.
What are we doing with all this media? Teddy Geiger.
Yeah.
That's your new...
He's my nemesis.
Yes, that's your new nemesis.
Now with the fists.
What?
I'm going to bring him down with my fists of fury. The video game.
Okay.
We're going to remake Fist of Fury, Teddy and I.
He's 22.
Yep. I want to do violent things to his face.
So you beat him up. He's also in the movie Aquamarine.
Is that a movie?
Yeah, about a mermaid.
Merman.
No, it was a mermaid. I don't know where I'm sure he's like the love interest or some shit.
All right, we got to wrap this up. I need you to do two things for me while I edit this this epic podcast, Merle. You there?
Go ahead.
You already emailed me the pic. I'm very happy about that. I need you to go online and find me some Married with Children laughter or ooze. Oh, wow, you're right. That picture is totally T versus it's, not anything.
It's just funny because, and she's happy.
Yep. I got tits.
Joan's like, hey, they're hitting me in the face.
I like
the other one's sad. She's got bones.
The listener actually could play along with this. Go to the website, look at the photo. It looks like the things on Christina Hendricks' shirt are like flying away, like it's a wind machine, like her breasts are wind machines. Look at the photo again. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Wind machine.
All right. Anyways, could you find that?
Married
with Children for me?
Here. Oh, hold on.
No. Don't play it. It won't come through. Email me that as an MP3.
Well, I found a whole board.
Fine. Well, try to send them to me, okay?
And we'll have laughter.
The thing. All right. Please vote.
The only way we can get laughter.
Please vote in the New City poll if you can. Please vote in that New City poll. Like Merle said before, you have to fill out 10 questions, but you don't need to actually enter anything. Just your email at the end so they know you're not a robot. And please do that. We want to win this. I don't know why I want to win this. I really want to win this, though. I'm a very weak, scared child, everybody. I just want to be told I will have money one day and that everything's going to be okay and my cat's a Satanist. That's all I've ever wanted.
That has show tunes. Show tunes, is it?
It's not really show tunes.
Musicals?
The show's never going to end until you vote, everybody. Please
go. That's when we'll end it.
Go to the
we'll end the podcast.
Come to the Hungry Brain on Monday. Bob Rock is doing his album release there. Bob Rock is a hip-hop artist. It's our first hip-hop show there. I thought Bob Rock was going to suck the first time I saw him. He was really good. I saw him twice since then. I'm really glad he's doing his show there. Good performer. Good artist. It's going to be a fun night. Come on Monday. And then Tuesday, I'll be there bartending. So come and give me all of the money you've ever made in life so I can pay rent to awful people. Merle, thanks for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun at yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I like that positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, then.
What?
Thank you so much, listener. Have a wonderful evening.